At the beginning, I thought I could control it. I thought I was able to manage this addiction. I thought, you know, it's not never going to happen to me. I'm going to be fine. You know, it's not really affecting me. But little did I know it was slowly. It's crime that goes with it, isn't it? It's not something that I thought. I woke up one morning and I thought, right then, okay, I'm going to go and do this to go and support a drug addict. It wasn't like that at all. It wasn't. I know it was a choice that I made in my life, but it wasn't a choice that I wanted to make. When I did used to phone them, my mum used to say to me, Rachel, I'm waiting to hear from a phone call from the police that you're going to be in a gutter somewhere. And thinking about it now, and I could cry, I could really cry to myself, but then it was, no, I'll be okay. It's not going to happen to me, I'll be fine. I've been in some horrible situation. I've had friends that have died. I've had friends that have gone to prison for a long time. I've had friends that have done some pretty horrendous things, you know. But all I know is that I'm thankful and I'm grateful for what my life is like at the moment. Enough was enough. I couldn't go on like this anymore, and I was getting ill, I was deteriorating away, and I just couldn't handle it anymore. But luckily for me, I've always had family support, and I think one thing that helped my recovery in a big way is that I took the help that was offered to me. I thought, am I really going to be accepted? Are people around me really going to accept me for who I am, for what I've done, for what I've been through, for where I've come from, and for all the sins that I've created? Are people going to really say, okay, yeah, you're a nice person? I felt that I had to turn around and earn my status in society, if you like. I felt that I had to prove to myself that I am worthwhile, that I am, you know, I have got self-worth. I am just another human being that has perhaps just had a pretty bad experience.